no ceilings. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dominican Penguins Sports Broadcast, St. Mary's University Divinity, the Dominican Penguins of Dominican. We will take you back to the voice of the Penguins, Stewart. Lights out horn.
All right. Thank you very much, Piaba. Another night from the Conlin Center. Penguins getting ready to take on the Saints from St. Martin's. In the house, about 20 seconds away. Coach getting the handshake prior to each game. Each coach, each player has their own individual handshake. Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayabyab with you tonight. Let's get the levels ready. We are excited for another one, Piaba. I am anyway. How about you?
No, I'm excited. Just looking at the handshake just makes me excited. They're Pablo Sandoval.
All right. We have the overhead announcements going, and we will have the starting lineups for you in just a moment. And a big shout-out. Oh, by the way, fans, if you want to interact with us at Media on Media Row tonight, you can do so on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio, so please hit us up right away. If you want to give a shout-out to any of the players or anybody, feel free. You can send those to us, and we'll pass them along live on the air, broadcasting worldwide as usual. From Dominican University of California, we are now ready for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, here we go, fans. Hey, Pia, we got our first communique on the AOL Instant Messenger from Avery Jaffrey. Avery Jaffe is the guy who usually does the overhead during volleyball season, but he's back at home in Palm Springs tonight, 7:01 p.m. on the West Coast in the good old U.S. of A. So shout out to Palm Springs. Now the starting lineups for tonight's event. St. Martin's. In the house, number three, Jory Skorpik, a 5'3" freshman out of Kennewick, Washington. Number five is Jordan Richardson, a 5'9" freshman out of Tumwater, Washington. Number 10 is Megan Teed. Number 10. Megan Teed is a 6-foot senior out of Colfax, Washington, not California. Number 20 is Chelsea Haskey, the 6-foot-1 sophomore out of Olympia, Washington, not Olympia, California. And number 21 is Emily Lashua, a 6-foot-1 senior out of Vancouver, Washington. So five Washingtonites starting the game for St. Martin's, who out of Washington for the Penguins under head coach Brianna Chambers in her fifth season. She'll be sending out number four, Kayla Valentine, a 5-foot-6 sophomore out of Chino, California, down south. Number 12 is Danielle Yamauchi, a 5-foot-4 freshman out of Torrance, also south of good old Centerville. I don't think it's as far south as Palm Springs, but it's south of here. Number 22 is Jasmine Green, a 6-foot junior out of Glendale, Arizona. That's east of here, a little southeast. Number 24 is Kimi Nakamura, the 3-point specialist, a 5-foot-6 junior out of Sacramento. And number 33 is Melissa Wise, the 5-foot-10 junior out of Novato. And Wise has been having a great season thus far. We are ready for Penguin basketball. 20 minutes overhead. Brandon Davis is in the house. Both teams out on the court. For the Penguins, it will be Green to tip it out. She's going up against Lashua. Green with a tip out into the hands of Wise. And Piab, we are underway, left side. Valentine has it on the left wing. Penguins attacking the Southern Hoop here at the Conlin Center. Wise has got it. She gets it down low to Green. Wants it with a give and go. Fading into the paint was Wise with a soft jumper. Thought she had it, Piab. She started to break away as if she had made the bucket. And then it hit the back iron, popped out right back at her. On the rebound, St. Martin's has it. Skorpik brings it up. She dumps it off down low. And Skorpik to Haskey. Now down low. We're going to keep an eye on Haskey. Three ball firing from way out there by Richardson is good. Three zip St. Martin's. 19-21 to go in the first half. Kayla's got it. Now Wise with a head fake. She jukes. Now she bounces it into Green, who muffs it away. It's stolen away, and a jump ball is called. Piab, a lot of action in the first 40 seconds of play.
Yeah, honestly, Stu, I'm very surprised that Haskey is being guarded by Melissa Wise. That's going to be a tough matchup there.
Haskey, as you mentioned in the pregame, is the top scorer for the St. Martin's Saints. St. Martin's attacking the northern hoop off to our right. St. Martin's moving from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. Penguins have it. Haskey outside, right wing on the way. Two ball in and out. Taken down by Kayla Valentine. Heaves it up court. In stride to Kimmy Nakamura. 360 spinner. Nakamura takes it. Gets blocked. All ball. No penalty. Megan Teed with the hand on it. Strips it away. Scorpik will bring it back up and slow things down. Saints up to Richardson, right wing, who just nailed the three. She's got Valentine plastered to her. Wise throws it away. Haskey's got it. She bounces one time down low. Too much glass. Gets her own rebound as Lashua puts it back. And Lashua knocks it down. Five zip, Saints. Left side, Valentine's got it. 18-17 to go, fans, first half. Left side from the baseline, Kaylin Valentine knocks down a big three from about 12 feet. Check it, that's a two ball. Couldn't be three from 12. Got to be 19-9 to count for three. Now one of the Saints stepped on the sideline with 18:03 to go. 5-2, Penguins will get the ball.
Yeah, Penguins catch a break there that they're forced to turn over, but check out Valentine making that shot on the corner. Very good sign for the Penguins.
Penguins on offense now. Yamauchi to Nakamura on the right wing. She fakes left, goes right toward the baseline. To Green, top of the key, back over to Kimmy. Check it, that's Yamauchi. Now to Kimmy in the left corner. Thinking three, drives in. Oh, brother. She was 4 feet away. She heaved it 8 feet over the bucket, Piop.
That's what happens when you're a three-point specialist. You get so used to shooting those long-range jumpers.
From 4 feet, she shot it 4 feet well over. You're right. I think he was thinking three.
Maybe.
But she couldn't have been. Karn's getting ready to come in. Too many steps means the Saints walked with it. 17:26 to go, 5-2. Penguins trail. Stephanie Carnes comes in, and the Penguins send in Lauren Hyatt, the 6'2" freshman. Hyatt's been getting a lot of good minutes lately, Piab.
No, I like Hyatt, and especially check out the matchup now. She's going to be going against Haskey. That's a matchup people will look at.
And 6'2" against a 6'1", and Haskey is the top scorer for the Saints, as we mentioned, and we're going to keep mentioning it, because she's averaging something like a double-double a game. So three-ball thinking, Carnes. Carnes has Scorpik on her. Carnes at 5'1", Scorpik at 5'3". That makes sense. Top of the key. Kayla on the way.
Kayla Valentine.
Valentine just said, I heart the top of the key, and she knocked it down, 5'4", inside of 17, fans.
That was too sweet of a jump shot.
That was just really smooth, wasn't it? In the air, and there's Carnes with a gigantic rebound. She went in among heavy traffic, amid heavy traffic, I should say, and ripped down the rebound. She got so excited, though, she high dribbled the ball away. 5-4. Saints call timeout. So, Piop, 3 minutes, 15 seconds into this game. It's kind of nutty so far.
Yeah, a lot of turnovers that are going by for these Saints. These Saints are a good team. They know that. That's why Coach Tim Healy called a timeout.
All right, fans. Piop and I will be back in about 30 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Aria, you didn't make the basketball team, or maybe even the soccer team, or even the golf team. The communications department offers sports broadcasting classes to all students who are interested.
Joey didn't really say that, did he? Okay, fans, 16:42 to go. 5-4, DU trails. This broadcast brought to you by the communications department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Brad Van Alstine. Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayab-Yab, here we go. Saints bringing up Scorpik, right side. She's got Carnes on her. Oh, Carnes is playing some big-time defense. That was some nice work. Megan Teed's in there. She gets the ball and then heaves it away. Intended recipient was Haskey down low. And now the Saints will bring in Kelsey Baker, a 5'11" senior out of Spokane. And Brooke Paulson, number 34, is a 5'10" freshman out of Buckley, Washington. Isn't that your hometown, Pia?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Buckley. Left side. Scorpik's got it. Now to the right. Over to Teed. Haskey. Haskey jukes outside, and that's a shot clock violation. A three ball, didn't get it off.
Stu, check out for Paulson. This girl could shoot from the outside, and she's their sixth man. She's really good.
All right, we'll keep an eye on Paulson. 5-4, Penguins trail, but they get the ball back after the shot clock error. Kayla Valentine's got it. Off to our left. There's a stutter step by Lauren Hyatt and a walk. She stuttered before she dribbled. So Taki Takoi, featured today on online IJ section. Did you see that, Piop?
Yeah, it was great actually picture. On the Facebook feed.
Yeah, it's a great picture of Takoi and a good story. Takoi, one of the team captains and certainly the heart and soul of this team for a lot of good reasons. Out since last January, made her first start three nights ago. Here's an up and in from Haskey, left side. As I was gushing about Taki, Haskey knocks it down. Not one Saints fan clapped. And there's a bunch of Saints fans in the house. 7-4. Penguins trail. Green bashes off a Haskey. Goes nowhere with it. Here's the shot on goal. Left side, Hyatt, no. Rebound, Saints. Paulson brings it up. Throws it across to Skorpik. Skorpik drives in at 5'3". She's got trouble. Stolen away by Taki Takoi. Takoi's going to bring it up herself. Across the timeline. Heaves it left side. Carnes. Ooh, almost pulled the pivot foot, but didn't. Oh, I thought she walked. Hyatt's got it. Down low, off the glass, bouncing around, out. Brother, Megan T with a rebound. That could have gone anywhere.
Yeah, that could have gone anywhere. Good job by the team leader, Taki Takoi, leading the break.
Yeah, she did break away. That was nice. Haskey down low. She goes up against Hyatt right over the top, and Haskey scores a deuce. 9-4, Penguins trail by 5. 14:50 to go. Sarah Nelson gets ready to enter the game for the first time tonight. Skorpik brings it up as the Penguins throw it away. Penguins a little rusty right now. They're really not doing a lot. So far, Kayla Valentine, the only scorer for the DUs. She's hit two. Deuce is on the way. There's a three ball by Skorpik. No. And now a whistle after Hyatt hauls it down. Brianna Chambers calls a timeout. Piop and I will be back. Radio.Dominican.edu.
So, Hunter, I don't know why. A new tailgate airs every Tuesday from 8 to 10, only on Radio.Dominican.edu.
That's right. The tailgate is brought to you by Hunter Hornstein and Brock Beal. Speaking of Hunter Hornstein, shout out to Hornstein, listening down in Long Beach, I believe, usually my right-hand man. Tonight it's Piop and Sarah Nelson from the right side. Nails it, just coming out of the break. Nails it for two. 14:10 to go. Penguins down by three. Penguins on defense now. It's stuffing them in the corner. Saints can't go anywhere. Right side, thinking about it, is Teed. Ooh, she gets teed up by Taki Takoi. The teed's out of there. She throws it away. Penguins back with it. Now the Penguins are back on defense, driving it in left side. Andrea Shoot, a 6'1" senior out of Sunnyside, Washington, drives in and is fouled. And the foul is called against Shoot. So there's a media timeout. We'll stay right here, Piop. 13:50 to go in the first half, fans. 9-6, the Penguins trail with to get the ball back at the end of this timeout. Shoot just enters the game and picks up immediately an offensive foul.
Honestly, I'm very surprised by that. It looked to me that Taki Takoi did not plant her feet. But hey, Penguins catch a break. Let's see if they can score on it.
Now, once in a while, you got to get a break. They even out at the end of the season, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, they got to. And especially Taki Takoi, this is only her second game. She may be a little rusty, but she led the break fine earlier in her last play. And it looks like her speed is still catching up to her.
So big shout out also to B-San Brian Sanchez, who's also part of our regular broadcast team here at Dominican University of California. Hunter and Brian are off tonight. Stuart Horn with you alongside Piop is bringing us some color. Piop's going to have a little play-by-play in a bit. We'll get to that soon enough. Looking forward to that, actually. I've been looking forward to that all day long. Here come the stats right now. So Piop will bring those to you as we go, fans. 9-6, the Penguins trail in the first half against the Saints from St. Martin's University. Remember, folks, SMU. Not that SMU. Different one.
Yeah, not St. Mary's. No, no.
Here we go. Oh, brother. Inbounds, and Yamauchi gives it away. As the inbounds went right to her hands, Yamauchi muffed it away, and the Saints work it down low to Brooke Paulson, who buries it from the left side. So inbounds now, Yamauchi gets it this time. She manages to hold on to it. Left side, Taki, very physical game so far. Wise to the three ball. Head fake, Wise on the way, softly deep. Now the rebound, trying to reach over the top of Sarah Nelson. And that is on Nelson. But she was flat-footed, reaching right over the top, but they still blew it on her. 11-6, Penguins trail. Nelson's got one. We got to keep an eye on that. Last time, Nelson had four just after the halftime break, which really hurt the Penguins. Now tipped out of bounds by Wise. No, it's not. Wise went after it, but it was actually called against Kelsey Baker. So good heads-up move by Wise in the backcourt. Now, I'll tell you what, P-Op, Saints are playing some massive defense in the backcourt, even though it's man on. 11-6, Penguins trail. Coming up on 13, Taki on the right wing. Taki fakes left, goes right, softly to Coy. Good play there by Taki to knock down the deuce. 11-8, 12:50 to go, fans, in the first half on Penguin Radio. Here come the Saints. Andrea shoots, got it. She's thinking about shooting it. Instead, she gives a down low to Paulson, who just scored the two. Easy two ball by Erica Wilson from the free throw line. Uncontested. 13-8, Penguins trail, 12:34. Taki, down low. Nelson, air ball. Nelson was right there, and now in stride with great patience. Saints had a shot on it. Now two shots on goal, and they can't make it from right under the bucket. Piop, that's unbelievable.
Man, the Penguins, they had a chance for Nelson to rebound the ball, but these second-chance points that these Saints are getting is really tough to get.
Sarah Nelson managed to pull it down, and finally, now Nelson's down low, off the glass. Nelson left side, 13-10. Here come the Penguins, inside of 12, fans. Penguins are hanging tough right there after kind of a funky opening. Penguins were looking very rusty early, but we're starting to get it together now as we come to the end of the first quarter. Saints ball off to our right. Heaving it around Paulson, 17 on the shot clock. Paulson down below two defenders in the paint. That was a heads-up play.
I told you, Paulson is their sixth man. She could deliver some dimes down low as well.
You did mention it. 15-10, Wise three ball on the way deep. There's Paulson with a rebound, so she's doing it on both sides of the ball. Saints now bring it up. Paulson, right side. Paulson now gives it away. Not really. It was stolen by Yamauchi, left side, off the glass. No. Taken down. Penguins hit the bottom of the backboard.
Sarah Nelson.
Ariana Flynn, who came in. Ariana Flynn heaved it up, hit the bottom of the backboard. Looked like she got hurt. But the ball came down. Nelson was able to convert 15-12 inside of 11.
Flynn was looking for an alley-oop to Sarah Nelson, trying to make her stuff it down there.
Do you
there.
Really think so?
No, I mean, I'm just saying, if you're 6'5", why not try it?
Well, for one, she's 6'4", so let's keep it real.
Right, 6'4". Technically 6'5".
She plays 7'4".
Hey, she does. She has the wingspan of an 8-foot lady, man.
12 lady man?
No, but late, I'm calling you the man.
All right, then. Way to get out of that one. 15-12. Fans, Piob and I will be back in just a moment. Radio.Dominican.edu. Been just about a three-point game since. Yeah, there you go. Piob working the knobs tonight, producing, as it were. Both teams have racked up one foul so far. So while it seems like a pretty aggressive game so far, Piob, only one foul apiece.
I'm very surprised. There's a lot of physical play going down low, especially with the matchup with Nelson and Haskey.
So I noticed that Ariana Flynn is stretching out quite a bit as the game goes on. I don't know if her lower back's bothering her or what. And speaking of a very physical game, three ball goes up, and there's the rebound by the 6'4 Nelson. After Paulson had hit the deck pretty hard, she slid backward. The chicken wing, left side, a perfect feed to Jasmine Green. And the Penguins were able to recycle the shot. And Green knocks it down. You get that, recycle the shot, as Carnes then gets involved in a jump ball subsequent to the play going down. 15-14, 10.5 to go, Carnes. Penguins got the ball after Carnes with the heads-up play. Down low to Nelson, in trouble. Back outside, Kimmy. Oh, Kimmy threw it away under the bucket. Uh-oh. Getting up very slowly with Sarah Nelson. But she's okay. It did pop right back up. It just took an extra second or two. Now Haskey, top of the key. Over to Paulson, left side of the head fake. Paulson down low. Four Penguins there. Everybody falls on it. There's a scrum loose ball. Diving on it. Uh-oh, there's going to be a foul called against Flynn. Oh, a 3-second violation. All right, the Penguins get the ball on the unforced error. That's a big-time defense right there inside of 10 minutes. Penguins have the ball. We're only down by one. Flynn out. Flynn had a couple good minutes there.
Look, Flynn is their three-point specialist as well, but also she played great defense. I was surprised.
Karn's back in with Yamauchi, with Nakamura, with Valentine, and Nelson. Three ball by Karns from the right wing, no. A little bit deep. Everybody's looking around with the palms to the ceiling. Where's the ball? Karns got caught looking at the coach there and almost had a little trouble in the backcourt. She recovers nicely. 9.5 to go, fans. SMU with the ball. Right side, Saints. Penguins playing harder defense as the game goes on. Haskey's got it against Nelson. Nelson says no way. Penguins still on playing some pretty big defense. Angela Geller is coming to the game. Two ball on the way. Tipped out. Good move by Lashua to box out the Penguins. That should have been Penguin ball right there, but Valentine kind of got worked. Jordan Richardson, who got the start tonight and then was immediately pulled, ends up on the deck up against Sarah Nelson. She's still down. Still down. Sarah Nelson, that's her second. Was Richardson doing some acting there, Pion?
I don't think so. She did come up kind of she was kind of limpy over there, kind of gimpy. She's holding her knees.
Nelson gets yanked, and Wise is back in there.
But, Stu, there is a lot of acting in basketball. You have to agree.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And now the two ball after the short inbounds. Saints can't convert. Penguins the rebound. Kimmy thinking about it. Over to Wise with a head fake. Wise been shooting a lot lately. Kimmy's out there about 20 feet. Bullet pass. Wise. Penguins throwing the ball around pretty nicely. 17, 16. Wise has it. 14, 13. On the way, Kayla. Off the glass. Kayla hits the deck hard. Uh-oh, she's slow to get up. Oh, that's not Kayla. That's Green. Uh-oh, Green hurt the knee. She's really limping now, fans. They won't blow it dead. And now the walk is called against Megan Teed. And the Penguins have it. Uh-oh, Green. Green's in jail.
Oh, man, I was really looking forward to the matchup between Haskey and Green as well. Green is a great defensive player that the Penguins always need.
Yeah, the Penguins really need her, and her knee, she's visibly hurt, and it looks not good. We'll keep an eye on Green with any updates we can give you. 15-14. Here goes the three ball by Kimmy. Missed it way right. Barely got rim, but the Deuce get the rebound. So Kayla's got it now. Back to the top of the key. Kimmy heaves it to Karns in the left corner. 8:08 to go. Boom, boom. 8:08, and the Penguins on offense now. Wise three ball on the way. Was tipped, and it goes out of bounds. That's Penguin. That should be Penguin ball.
Yeah, it should be. Haskey had a finger on it.
Oh, they give it to the Saints.
Wow.
I don't think Wise didn't argue, so maybe there was no tip. Maybe it was just an air ball. Super short air ball. By why it must have been, or she'd have argued. Penguins now on defense. No time for lollygagging as Jordan Richardson walks with the ball. Immediate timeout. Piab and I will be back in about 30 seconds following these words from Jason Stefani on radio.dominican.edu. Walking across the stage at Forest Meadows with, you know, get to shake the hands of Dr. Marcy. And then you'll be done. Are you going to stay on for your master's degree?
No, of course. I got to stay on.
Yeah. Well, good. Then I'll have you for another year in radio. Speaking of radio, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. 15-14, the Penguins trail. We are broadcasting worldwide, fans, as usual. Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayabyov, your DU broadcasters, for tonight's event against the Saints from St. Martin's. Currently, folks, updated from Brandon Davis, the men's game up in Seattle. The men trail 23-18 against Seattle Pacific with 5 minutes to go in the first half. So thank you very much, B-Day. Here we go, fans. We're back underway, and everybody dives on the ball. It's a loose ball. Now the Saints come up with it. Skorpik brings it up, the 5'3" freshman, and the Penguins getting ready to bring in four freshies. Left side, Skorpik. Now they work it down low, kick it back outside to Teed. 16 on the shot clock. Now low. Tipped out by Wise. A great save after the ball was intended for Haskey. I think my level might be a little bit big there. 7:08 to go, fans. I'm two. You're one. Right side, Wise thinking about it. Wise heaves it back over to Carnes. Oh, Carnes thought three, and then she just backs back out. 10 seconds, Wise. 9, 8, here's Kimmy. Oh, Kimmy falls down, gets into the hands of Valentine. 5, outside Wise, 3-ball, 2. Wise! Buries the triple!
That's the ball movement the Penguins need, Stu, in order to stick around, and they have the lead now.
17-15, Penguins, first time the D's have led tonight after a superb shot by Melissa Wise. After Melissa Wise knocks down a great 3-ball, 6.5 to go. 17-15. So Paulson and Ferguson are back in there for SMU. So the Penguins now have Flynn, Yamauchi, Takoy, let's see, Nelson, and there's got to be one more. Nelson with a 180 jumper from the right elbow. Who do I miss?
Natalie Bentz, Stu.
Oh, Bentz is back in there. Okay, good. Bentz is a 5'9 sophomore out of Crane, Oregon. Penguins fans are leading by 2, 17-15. Hey, Piab, what do you think about at halftime maybe interviewing a couple kids from the crowd?
Hey, why not? Let's do it.
All right. So we'll talk to some of the kids as you want to get excited about that. 18-15 to go, 6:18 to go, and the Penguins send Sarah Nelson. Little old Sarah Nelson at 6'4", just knocked down both of the freebies, and the Penguins are up by 4, 19-15. So the halftime extravaganza is shaping up pretty nicely here. Some kids in the house and all the numbers. P.I. will be bringing that to you. Penguins now on defense. Oh, brother Haskey all alone under the bucket. There was not a single Penguin anywhere in the paint. The only player down low was Haskey. The other 9 players were all outside of the perimeter, and Haskey scores the easy deuce, as you may imagine. So it's 19-17. The Penguins still on top with 5:49 to go.
If Haskey missed that one, Stu, then something's wrong with her game today. Good thing she made that.
Inbounds, they get it to Takoy. Takoy shoots the 3, she misses it short. Right side, Skorpik brings it up. Now left side, off the glass, Haskey with an air ball. Now Haskey's limping. Piob, that left leg of hers, like she twisted the left ankle, 5:33 to go. 19-17. Here go the Penguins, 3-ball deep. No, it's tipped out by Nelson, but one of the Saints got a hand on it.
Well, Stu, as long as Haskey's ready, I mean, her favorite movie is Fight Club, so she's going to fight this one out.
All right, 19-17, 5:25 to go. That was tipped out by one of the Saints, so the Penguins will have it. Inbounds Wise. She brings it into Flynn. Flynn's out on the right wing. Shot clock resets. She stutter steps, leans it, kind of did the cha-cha there. She leaned in and then went back. Wise, turnaround jumper, buckling, not enough glass. With 5:10 to go. Saints get it after Wise missed the buckler. Takes a screen across midcourt. Paulson drives in. Paulson, I would say, is the most dominant player in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, and they give the ball back to the Saints. And I thought it was clearly out of bounds off of Shelby Ferguson.
Yeah, that was tipped by Ferguson. This got to be Penguin ball. I'm very surprised here.
Everybody acted. The Saints acted their way out of that.
Wow. Incredible.
That's exactly what you're talking about. Oh, stepped out of bounds.
On the line.
Skorpik stepped out of bounds. Piab and I both caught it right before the whistle even came.
Hey, the Penguins need this ball, Stu. Bottom line.
That's okay. That's justice because on the previous play, the Penguins kind of got duped. 4:50 to go. The clock rolls. 19-17. Here's a soft jumper by Nelson. No, very deep. That's a couple of air balls out of Nelson.
Yeah, she had Wise wide open there on the top of the key for a 3-ball.
Shout out to Brian Sanchez, who just hit me up. Thank you, B-San. Penguins now on defense, just working it around to Shelby Ferguson, who did that magnificent acting job on the previous sequence. 4:25 to go. Now down low, talking. Takoy steals it away. Good move there by Takoy, always in the right place. Heaves it up on the give and go, softly to Yamauchi, yes.
Good pump fake by Yamauchi to finish down low for 2 points.
That was a nice finish, 21-17. The Saints call a timeout. Piab and I will be back in just a few seconds. You are listening worldwide to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. What do you think of my new sound effects there, Piop?
Oh, no, that's good. That's a good buzzer for basketball. We always need that kind of sound
Instead
effect.
Instead of the big overhead buzzer, just the boink.
Yep.
I like that better. Yeah, fans, we were trying to get the music going. That is actually what happened. Well, I say we. I meant me. And I couldn't get it. But I did get the, what was that, like the Microsoft sound. Anyway, we're back underway, fans. Coming up on 4 minutes in the first half. 21-17. Penguins on top. Valentine right here in front of the broadcasting area with some big-time defense.
Yeah,
looking right into the eyes of the offensive player, that being Ferguson. Ferguson's got it. Oh, she juked right back. And now it's slapped away with a tremendous rejection by Nelson.
Oh, get out of my house, young fella. Nelson, 6'5". Get that out of here.
Yeah, she jumped up, got all balls, swatted it out of bounds. There's a media timeout. So we're going to try again with the music here. You are listening worldwide to radio.dominican.edu. Phone's out. All right, fans. There we go. There's the buzzer. Not the Microsoft default sound with 3:52 to go. So Penguins on top by 4, 21-17. Oh, Wise just gets a big-time elbow in the mouth from Kelsey Baker, and a three ball goes up there by Erica Wilson, a 5'7" junior out of Kirkland, Washington.
Wise is 21-20.
Yeah. Is she bleeding?
Yeah.
She got nailed, and she didn't argue it, but yeah, Wise has a bleeder. I don't know if she has a loose tooth. She might. And they're going to have to bring Wise out.
It's her lip. It's her lip. We need some Angelo Dundee Cutman effects right here.
She's covering it up because she doesn't want to get yanked. I'm looking right at her, though. She wiped it on her wrist and then wiped it off. She doesn't want the referee to see. That Wise is a gamer. 3:19 to go. Wise is okay, though. Now a loose ball by Paulson. Can't hold on to it. Check it. That was Wilson who just scored the big three to bring the Saints within one. Now outside on the way. Baker missed it. Rebound Saints. Put back. No. Deep. Penguins come down with it after Valentine with a nice rebound. 3 minutes exactly. Penguins by one. Kimmy now has some good ball control there after a poor pass. Carnes. Top of the key. Left side. Kayla. Kimmy thinking three. Drives in baseline left side. Kimmy kick out to Wise. Wise no look back over to Kimmy. 13 on the shot clock. Kayla's got it top of the key. Fakes right, goes left, 9. Kick it back to the top of the key, 7. Kimmy over to Carnes, 5. Carnes drives in, turns around, 3-2, on the way. Air ball from Kimmy, and she had that thing at 25 feet. Taki's going to come in and place a Wise. Wise has a mouthful of blood.
That was too much passing for the Lady Penguins. They needed some penetration in the paint. Valentine tried to do that, but...
Yeah.
Shot clock violation.
Penguins now on defense after the turnover. Baker's got it. Over to Paulson. Now top of the key to Geller. And Geller with another three. And all of a sudden the DUs trail by two. 2:16 to go. 23-21 in favor of the Saints. Nakamura right back up. Here we go, fans. Saints have got the ball. Erica Wilson outside on the way. Three ball Saints. No. Rebound to Kelsey Baker. Piop take over on the play-by-play. Penguins have it. Here's Piop.
Takoy for three ball. Yes, sir. I come right back in. And Takoy nails an elbow three-pointer. What a play. Taking out is Geller. 1 minute, 25 seconds left on the clock. Geller passes back to the corner for three. The Saints, they answer that rolled up and in. Paulson for three. 1:13 left. And now the play-by-play man, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you, Piop. Good job filling in there as we got the the recording computer going again. You never know. Press Rose, an exciting place to be. 1 minute, fans. Penguins trail by two, and now the DUs. Ooh, I thought the Penguins threw it away. If you listen to Brooke Paulson, the Saints should have gotten the ball back. Paulson was holding up the karate chop like first down.
Yeah.
But it was actually Penguin ball. Penguins have 5 seconds to get it in. Taki heaves it in. To Kayla, back over to Takoy. 56 seconds, Takoy's got it. The Penguins want the last shot. Takoi right side off the glass. Oh, brother. She barely hit the backboard.
She was fouled.
Yeah, there was no whistle. Lashua. And now Taki steals it away from Lashua. It gets the shot back. 26 up. 40 seconds to go. The clock rolls. Continues to roll as they bring it in. Saints now on offense. Angela Geller up against Valentine. Right side Haskey. Oh, that's not a walk. Now this one off the glass by Lashua. I thought she threw it behind her. How could it not be a walk?
There were too many calls not called. First Takoi foul. Yeah. Now there's a walk. Incredible.
17 seconds to go. Penguins trail by two. 28-26 in favor of the Saints. Penguins want the last shot. Yamauchi now. Stutter step. Shot clock is off. Left side. Very softly. Wide open Hyatt. No, but the putback. After Hyatt gets her own rebound. 1 second. Score tie. Halftime fans. 28-28. You are listening to NC2A Basketball, Penguin Stop. From the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California, Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayab-Yab, your DU broadcasters for tonight. We will be back in a few minutes with a halftime extravaganza and the second half. Score tied. Radio.Dominican.edu. Even though she left the court, she was shaken because she really rolled that thing. But it looks like she's going to be okay. Number two, Melissa Wise, as you may recall, P-Up, she got nailed by Brooke Paulson. I think it was Paulson. Hit her right in the lip. Didn't mean to, but really nailed her. Anyways, Melissa Wise is on the way to the hospital to get some stitches in that thing. That's how hard she got hit. When I said she left the court with a mouthful of blood, I was not exaggerating. So, it looks like we are ready for the second half. And with the play-by-play, here he is, folks. Patrick, lights on. Kayabia.
Well, the lights are on now. I got the lights
on
me.
I got it.
Oh, in the corner, Skorpik, the point guard, being guarded by Yamauchi. Good hands there. Tipped over. And now having the ball is Teed. Teed stepped on the line. Dominican ball. The Penguins catch a break. Remember, the Penguins did have a sloppy second half against Saturday. Let's hope they don't have a sloppy second half now. Team captain Takoi leads it after inbound by Yamauchi. She'll give it back to Nakamura. 19 minutes. Hands up is Nelson. Nelson pivots back to the three-point specialist. Nakamura Valentine gets some penetration in the lane. Finds Takoi in the corner for three. Yes, sir. Takoi showing poise with a defender in her face. Now there's Haskey to Teed in the corner. Teed pushes off Nakamura with her four offhand. She gives it to Richardson. Richardson. Oh, finds good strip by Valentine. Valentine finds the break. 2-on-1. Yamauchi lays it up and in. The Penguins take the lead. 33-28. They add to the lead, I should say. 33-28 with 18 minutes and 50 seconds left.
Nice way to open the second half with five unanswered.
Skorpik at the corner. They love that corner. Skorpik airballs it. Rebound by Valentine. Valentine goes under the back. Gives it to Nakamura. Nakamura to Takoi, the leader. Oh, gets blocked. Oh, Takoi.
Somebody's Takoi hurt under the bucket, and they keep going as Takoi now scores a deuce, and they're going to have to bring the
officials timeout.
Is that Haskey? There's an official timeout as. Now, who is that,
Pia? That's Lashua. She's out. Lashua. And she's out, and she's crying. She knows she's hurt, but I think she'll be able to go. She walked off in her own on her own power.
I heard something hit, and it sounded like a flower pot hit the floor.
Oh, man.
I don't like that sound at all. I can feel it from here.
The thing is, Takoi knew that, too. She stopped for a bit. She didn't even want to grab the ball. Anyway, Skorpik, we'll go back to action. 22 seconds left on the shot clock. Haskey lays it up and in. Oh, good. Layup, 35-30. Penguins still up by five. 18 minutes left in the game. Getting some penetration. Good ball movement by Yamauchi. Three-point specialist Kimi Nakamura. Off glass and in. 38-30.
Did that roll in off the window?
Oh, man, that was off glass, Stu.
That was
incredible.
Nice. That's the only angle she had, too.
And it was. With a defender in her face. Oh, off glass. Missed it. Nelson with the rebound, and the Penguins are in business. 8-point lead, 17 minutes, 35 seconds left in the game.
to Coy, looking for some ball movement, screaming at her teammate. She's still on the top of the key, gives it to Nakamura. Pass to Nelson. She tries to get it off glass, but it's off front rim, off. Rebound by the Saints. That was Paulson with the rebound. Shot on the corner. Good shot by Teed. Good mid-range jumper there. Oh, and a bad pass by Takoi. But the thing is, Penguins catch a break because that was actually off Yamauchi. But the refs calls it Penguin ball.
Scorpion got a hand on it and dumped it out of bounds. And you're right, the Penguins got a big break there. Everything going the Penguins' way right now, Piotr.
Yeah, everything's going good. It's not a sloppy start like they had on Saturday. Three ball, Flynn! Oh, man, just missed it.
That could have gone.
If it had a roll, then Flynn would have made her first three-pointer of the game. 38-32 still. 16 minutes, 59 seconds left. Takoi on the bench. Replaced by Lauren Hyatt. Hyatt guarding Baker.
Penguins going tall here all of a sudden.
Yeah, they go big now.
6'2 and 6'4.
Paulson. Oh. Paulson will maybe get a trip. No, she will not get a trip to the line, but there's going to be a push on Kayla Valentine. First team foul for the Lady Penguins.
Have you noticed, Piotr, just there's been almost no fouling in this game, at least not many called.
Yeah.
Very few whistles.
I'm very surprised with all the hard work that's going in the paint just like that.
Yeah.
Haskey missed with a hook shot. Flynn guarding Wilson. Wilson dishes it out. And that's Erica Wilson. She gets the ball and stolen by Wilson again. So 38-34.
All of a sudden, the Penguins are slopping.
Oh. And Carnes, good effort there. She wants to win this game for her team. 38-34 still, and Penguins get the ball. Nelson will take it out. Oh, man, these are bad passes the Penguins are doing because that was almost stolen by Wilson again. Wilson is a very, very gritty player.
Penguins can't even get the ball inbounds. And they got Wilson back there. She's the only one. She's causing all the trouble.
And the thing is, there's a 6'4" player. That's Sarah Nelson. She's taking out the ball. Centers are not known to pass. But with the gritty play of Wilson.
Yeah, why is Nelson back there? Why wouldn't she be all the way up in the forecourt? Instead, they have Chambers has Nelson bringing the ball in.
Yeah, normally the off guard takes out the ball. Something different now. Paulson, a forward, she's playing the two spot right now, and there's another sloppy pass by Nakamura. Penguins turn it over.
Trying to get it to Nelson, but Nelson wasn't even set yet.
Wilson tosses it over. That's Paulson. That's a three ball.
Oh,
she hits the floor hard. Rebound by Carnes, and she runs the break. 26 seconds on the shot clock. Nakamura's in the corner. Hyatt tries to post up. Nakamura in trouble. Gives it to Hyatt. Good pass to Flynn. Flynn hesitates. Three ball. Yes, sir. 41-34. Penguins up by 7 with 15 minutes and 30 seconds left on the clock. Ooh, good ball movement there by Geller. Carnes almost stole it. And the corner to Paulson. Paulson. Good two-hand pass to Helsky. Oh, no. Rebounded by Hyatt. And it's stolen away. But it will be Penguins ball again. Well, with the Penguins still in it, and they're having a game here. Some sloppy play, but they have a 7-point game. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back here on radio.dominican.edu.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Another great night from the Conlon Center. DU basketball. Classes are out of session. Pretty good crowd on hand. Saints in the house. 41-34 Penguins. Here is Piotr.
Now taking out for the Penguins, instead of Nelson, it will be Nakamura. Something different.
I think that makes more sense, don't you?
Oh, good pressure by Wilson and Carnes in double coverage. Two-handed pass to Nakamura. Nakamura is getting double-teamed. Every time the Penguins have the ball, someone's getting double. But in the paint to Hyatt, she lays it up and in. 43-34, 9-point lead.
That's the way that you battle back against the double team. You get it down low and let the Penguins just keep scoring deuces.
It's just perfect ball movement by the Penguins.
Yeah, great.
Whoa, good shot there by Geller. Gelhar, 43-36. Penguins still have the lead. Nakamura drives the lane. Takes it back out, back to Carnes. Flynn, three ball.
Up.
Oh, man, she was feeling it. That ball was in and out. 43-36 still. Wilson to Paulson. Paulson drives the lane. Good defense there by Hyatt. She made she forced the shot to be off. Flynn runs the break to Nelson. Nelson, oh, that's off front iron. And it will be white ball.
Penguins are going to get it again right under the bucket on the short side.
Oh, Stephanie Carnes, the 5'1 junior.
So Nelson's out and Tokoi's back in her place.
We'll take it out. Flynn, three ball. She's feeling it. She's feeling it, but it's off back iron this time.
Just barely missing those.
She wants to get in. She wants her shots to go in. And there's Gelhar. That's off back iron. Good tip by Scott. Halski guarded by Hyatt, and she gets fouled. That's the second foul on the Penguins, and that will be on Lauren Hyatt. Oh, no. It'll be on 25. That's Taki Tokoi. I was surprised. Lauren Hyatt was going to the coach saying it was on me, but now they decided to call it on Taki Tokoi.
I think Chambers is looking to slam the door on this one with less than 14 minutes to go, Pia, by attempting all these threes, you know, the quick in, bam, three, trying to get him to fall. A couple of those fall, and that's going to be some daylight. It's 43-36. Another 6 points, and the Penguins would be very comfortable.
And you know the saying, live by the three, die by the three. Let's not hope they die by the three today. But there goes Haskey, and she nails that one.
Man, is she solid.
43-37. She's averaging 14 points a game.
She's not gotten that tonight. Not even close.
In comes Yamauchi. Yamauchi looking for some open men. Gets Valentine in the corner. Back to Nakamura. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Oh, knocked away by Haskey. Haskey, she steals it, and it's over to Wilson. Wilson in the corner. Over and back to Haskey again. Haskey, open. And she drains it. After nailing the free throw, she is feeling it now.
Haskey's at 10 points now.
43-39. Valentine.
What?
Tries to do a no-look pass to Nelson, but they turn it over again.
That was sloppy.
Penguins playing a little sloppy now. Haskey will give it to Wilson. And Wilson back to Haskey. Haskey's running the point for a big man. Wow. There's Baker. Baker drives the lane. Stopped by Nelson. Almost stolen by Yamauchi. And it's tipped out of bounds, and it will be Penguin ball. So Penguins, they catch a break after sloppy play by the Saints.
Yeah, I was going to say the exact same thing. The Saints are paying back the Penguins on the slop factor.
12:53 left in the ball game, 43-39. Yeah, there's Nakamura's three, and she misses it. Forcing the break there. That's shut. Back to Wilson. Wilson guarded by Yamauchi. Oh, two Saints go for it. That was actually intended for Haskey. And there's going to be a kickball on Tokoi.
Inadvertent, no foul.
And it will stay with the Saints. Everyone's stacked up. Haskey, the moving man. Wilson, uh-oh, back to Haskey. And she gets fouled by Nelson.
Nelson was just in her grill to death.
Nelson's third foul. That's dangerous. She's in danger zone now. Two more. She's out of here.
Haskey at the free throw line.
And another bad foul there because Haskey is heating up.
You're absolutely right. Look at that. A majestic arc from Haskey, and that thing swished right through.
What I like about Haskey's game is that she could shoot the free throws for a big man at 6 foot, but she missed one there.
He talked her out of it.
And that's a rebound by Wilson, the point guard. Forcing penetration is Gelhar. Gelhar back to Wilson. Shot by Haskey.
Oh, brother.
Gosh, man, Haskey is really unstoppable now. She was really quiet in the first half. Now she's putting fireworks in the Conlin Center.
13 points so far.
Yamauchi. They want to find Valentine, but she's guarded hard by Gelhar. Tokoi. Pump fakes. Back to Nelson. Over to Nakamura. And she calls a new play. to Coy in the corner for three. She is 2 for 2 on that left corner, and she gets the Penguins out of a ditch. 46-42, Penguins lead by 4. Oh, but Haskey misses, but they call a foul. And Haskey gets 2 shots.
Takoy is 3 for 3 now outside.
Takoy 3 for 3 from the outside, but 2 for 2 on that left corner. We'll be back here on radio.dominican.edu with this media timeout.
All right, fans, the end of the timeout has come. 46-42 Penguins after the big three by Taki. Taki Takoy, featured in the online section of the IJ just this morning. A great article on Takoy. With 11:36 to go, here is my right-hand man, Patrick Kayabyab.
Haskey's at the line for the Saints. Interesting here, Kimi Nakamura is only 1 for 3 from the three-point line. And Haskey drains that one, 46-43. Penguins still have a three-point lead.
Haskey's only missed 1 from the line so far tonight.
Haskey's a player. And she misses that one. Oh, and it's tipped by Teed and back to Haskey. And they drop the Penguins' lead to 1. 11 minutes, 27 seconds. Yamauchi drives the lane. Looks to Valentine. Valentine now with the ball in her hands. She's a playmaker. She gives it to Hyatt. Back to Valentine, to Nakamura. They swing it to Yamauchi. Yamauchi, Valentine. Oh, man. And they're going to, it was tipped by a Saint, so it's going to be Penguin ball.
Looks like it was tipped out by Geller.
Saints playing massive defense now. They smell blood in the water, cutting the Penguins' lead to 1.
11-11 to go, P.I. That's 4 aces.
There goes Nakamura. No-look pass to Carnes. Back to Nakamura. 8 seconds left in the shot clock. She drives. 5 seconds now. 4, 3, 2, 1, and Nakamura nails a prayer.
Wow.
48-45, Penguins with a three-point lead with 10 minutes and 54 seconds to go.
She had a full second to waste.
Hey, with a shooter, she has a quick release, and she makes the Penguins lead to 3, and she steps out of bounds, and the Penguins get the ball.
Erica Wilson's got her palms to the ceiling. The coach is yelling at her. She's yelling back. She doesn't know what she did, but she stepped right out of bounds.
Hey, Erica Wilson, no, not the BSU president of Dominican. Erica Wilson of the Saints of St. Martin's. Nakamura will call the play out. Gives it to Valentine, their playmaker. Valentine looking for something, looking. Gives it to Carnes. Carnes, she's open for 3. She doesn't take it. She drives the lane. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Back to Valentine. Valentine to Nakamura. Back to Valentine. Good defense here by the Saints. And that's a missed opportunity by the Penguins. Good defense. Running the break is Wilson. Wilson passes by Nakamura. And that's a rebound. That's a rebound by the Dominican Penguins. That's Bentz. Back to Nakamura. The pace quickly. 10 minutes left. Valentine shoots it. And she's fouled. She almost has a three-point play to go.
She'll still go to the line, but that would have been nice to see that thing fall.
With 10 minutes, there's a lot of time left in the clock.
For the most part, during the first half, the Penguins seem to trail by 3 all the way down the line. Now they're leading by 3 all the way down the line as we come into the fourth quarter. Nice looking shot there. Yeah,
Valentine has a good stroke on her shot. Signs of a true scorer. And look at the way she's puzzled there on the free throw line. She's got her right foot on the nail. That's a sign of a good free throw shooter. Well, that's off there. And Haskey with the rebound. Haskey is a pin, but stolen by Carnes and stolen right back by Baker. Gelhar playing excellent. She is in the corner. Now it's over to Skorpik. 19 seconds. The Penguin bench is going ballistic out there. That's a 3-ball miss. Oh, almost rebound by Bentz. And second chance points are killing the Penguins. Baker nails in 2, 49-47. Penguins lead cut to 2 with 9 minutes, 35 seconds left in the game. Nakamura in the corner. Oh, this is going to be stolen. No. Yes, it will be stolen because it's over the back by Valentine. Backcourt called by the Penguins. So the Saints have possession. Assistant coach Tony West telling to know where everyone is in the court. Skorpik being good defense by Carnes now. Skorpik is being puzzled. There's Baker mid-range. Jay.
Oh.
It's off, and it's tipped by Haskey, and it will be the Penguins' ball. 9 minutes, 14 seconds left.
Piob, the Penguins got very lucky there. That ball was bouncing around on the rim and could have easily fallen. I thought it was going to go.
Yeah, because Baker was wide open. Carnes gives it to Flynn. Flynn gets it tipped out of her hands, and it will be stolen. Oh, she's all alone. Yes, sir. That's 2 points by Gellhorn, and she ties it up. A look of dismay on Coach Chambers. Taki Takoi is ready to check in. There's 8 minutes, 52 seconds left. Carnes, good spin move. She gives it to Bence, and she almost steps out of bounds, and she turns it over to Teed. She almost stepped out of bounds. Teed has the ball. Skorpik has it. 8 minutes, 40 seconds left. 23 seconds on the shot clock. Baker drives the lane on Bence. Ball in Skorpik's hands. Gives it to their playmaker. That's Haskey. Back to Teed, mid-range, Jay. No, rebound by Haskey, that's missed. The Penguins are giving the Saints second chance opportunities. And that's missed by Haskey. Too many second chance opportunities. There were 4 second chance opportunities there for the Saints to score.
5 shots on goal. Finally, one of them is going to fall.
Yeah,
I mean, eventually, Piab, if you give them 5 shots from 2.5 or 3 feet, one of them is likely to fall.
Yeah, now, ladies and gentlemen, we are in immediate timeout. Radio.dominican.edu. Listen up.
So, you know, Piab, what was once some very crisp passing and excellent play from the Penguins has turned into slop on both sides. So we'll see if one of these teams can get it back. 51-49, Penguins trail. Here's Piab.
The good thing is that both teams are shooting 40% from the line, or from the field, actually. Flynn crosses over to Takoi. She's at the corner. And Gellhorn stuffs it right away. And Nelson with a mid-range J. The 6'4" freshman is showing her skills offensively.
The real setup there, though, is from Takoi driving it through the paint amid heavy traffic.
Well, you're exactly right. Takoi shows her team ability of being a playmaker. And grabbing it with one hand back to the other is Nelson. And she gets double covered. Back to Carnes. Penguins run a break. Flynn. Oh, she gets fouled and she gets a trip to the line. That will be the third foul on the Saints. And that's going to be on Angela Gellhorn, the freshman from Vancouver. And we'll get a trip to the line. That's Flynn. We have a media timeout. Listen up, radio.dominican.edu.
Piab, speaking of Flynn, one of her pregame rituals is listening to a mix of country music and Disney songs. You knew that.
Well, I could do that. I love some Disney.
Well, I was going to say, isn't that your pregame ritual?
Yeah, I listen to a little bit of R&B too, but of course I need country and Disney in my mix.
I mean, who doesn't have Disney on the iPod?
A High School Musical, you got everything there.
I'm bringing some Disney right now on radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, 51 up, 7.5 to go. Flynn on the line, here's Piab.
You know, Flynn has a chance to give the Penguins a lead again here in the second half. Flynn, a shooter, and she's at the line. Oh, in and out. Flynn knew she missed that one,
that
just on the look of her face.
Deep from the get.
Ariana Flynn will shoot it again, and she nails it. Flynn gives the Penguins a 1-point lead with 7 minutes, 34 seconds left in the game. Skorpik causing penetration. Good defense by Yamauchi. Gellhorn with the ball. Back to Baker. Oh, Baker almost traveled there. And I'll give it to Skorpik. She's their point guard. Back to Gellhorn. Gellhorn to Baker, makes Takoi miss. There's a jump ball, and it looks like it will stay with the Saints because there's a foul. There is a foul on Ariana Flynn. She reached in for that one.
64-35, that men's score up in Washington.
Oh, fast break. Takoi to Yamauchi. Oh, no. Oh, she mishandled it. And the Saints catch the break. That was a 2-on-1. Now they're running a 2-on-1. Teed misses and a foul on the Penguins.
That was a great inbound steal. Takoi took it herself all the way to the other end, Piab. But then she no-looked it, and Yamauchi didn't see it coming and muffed it away.
Yeah, it was just miscommunication here by the Penguins, and Teed has a chance to get the lead for the Saints with two.
The first half of that play was superb. The back half was harsh.
Oh, T nails the first one. All swish there.
Is it a tie score now?
It's 52-52. And Penguins now trailing 52-53. 7 minutes left in the game. Yamauchi will let Taki handle it. Taki, the veteran. Baseball pass to Flynn. Flynn jumper. Almost. And it will rebound by Haskey. Hyatt was hacking on Haskey there. Haskey made Haskey a little frustrated. Skorpik crosses half court. And there will be a foul, an offensive foul. The Penguins have the ball.
The trip against Kimi Nakamura. She was flanking the offender. And she was, I guess she was tripped, but violation style.
Yeah, she was tripped by Teed.
All right.
Yamauchi gives it to Takoi, to Flynn, to Yamauchi.
Oh, there's a
back to Hyatt. Hyatt, good post move. And Joe, she almost nails it, lets it go. Baker back to Haskey and back to Skorpik. This Saints team is very good defensively. But the Penguins should be proud of themselves. They're scoring 52 points in the game. And they're only trailing by one with 6 minutes left. Oh, all they should have called over the back by Baker, but Skorpik has a chance. Back to Teed. That's a three ball. And Teed, after making two free throws, she lets the Penguins hear it. 56-52. Penguins trail by four with 5 minutes, 58 seconds left.
Yeah, that one was teed up for. And she knocked it home off the glass.
And Teed will knock this home back to the Saints. Skorpik running the break, and she'll settle down. Back to Baker. Teed, this is a three ball again, and she's heating up. She's heating up. 59-52. The Penguins let their seven-point lead collapse, and now the Saints have a seven-point lead. 5 minutes, 32 seconds. Takoi will calm it down. She'll drive the lane. Good penetration, and it's stripped by Baker. And the Penguins force a turnover. Yamauchi has the ball. 27 seconds left in the shot clock. Takoi posts up on Baker to Yamauchi. She could shoot that three ball. And yes, young fella, let that sink through. 58-55. 3-point lead now. Oh, good crossover by Skorpik. Back to Teed. Teed made two threes in a row. Back to Skorpik in the corner. Trying to check in is Valentine, Nelson, and Carnes. Haskey traveled. And now the three I mentioned, Carnes, Nelson, and Valentine will check in for Hyatt, Flynn, and Yamauchi. Here comes play-by-play man Stewart. Lights out horn.
All right, thank you very much, Piab. Good work. 4:50 to go, fans. Penguins trail by three. And we'll know here if the Penguins, how much heart the Penguins really have. After coughing up the big lead, we'll see if the Penguins can get it back. Here's Valentine, drives in. Valentine, very softly, from within the paint. Yes, five-footer that mattered big time is good. Oh, and almost thrown out of bounds. It does. It stays alive. Haskey muffed it away after a terrible pass by Skorpik. The Penguins get it back and reset. Taki thinking about it top of the key. Here's Nakamura left side with the soft jumper. Nakamura missed it. Who's got the ball? Loose ball. Penguins can't get the rebound. 4:16 to go. Penguins trail by only one now. 58-57. Saints bringing it up, whistles. Timeout called Saints. Wow, all of a sudden, we got us a game, fans. I mean, it's been a game the whole night. But Biab with 4:10 to go, the Penguins trail by only one. Radio.dominican.edu. 57 Penguins down by one. Worldwide broadcast, Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayabiab. Here we go. Sideline into the backcourt, Saints. Driving toward the southern hoop. Skorpik's got it. Skorpik just threw it away a minute ago and then got it right back after the Penguins couldn't do anything with it. Left side is Wilson. She goes back top of the key over to Baker. Baker right side, Skorpik eight. Driving in seven, Skorpik drives baseline five. Four, Haskey on the way, three. Oh, it's a little bit deep. Taki with the rebound. Taki hauls it in, brings it up herself. Taki 2-on-1. Takoi two steps. No, they don't call it. Here's Kayla gets bumped, three ball. Kimi on the way, missed it, way left. Oh, rebound taken by Nelson. Nelson kicks back out to Carnes. Reset on the shot clock, 25. Down low, Nelson heaves it up. Yes! Nelson gets it to fall, 59-58, Penguins 3.5 to go, coming right down to the wire, fans. Skorpik bringing it across, big time in the game. Penguins need a stop here, no look. Skorpik over to the left side, drifting into the paint, now is Wilson. Wilson gives it back off to Haskey. Back and forth. Back and forth. Whistle. Haskey's got it down low. See what the call is. 13 on the shot clock. Here comes the ref. Uh-oh. That's the fourth on Nelson.
Mia, timeout.
There'll be a 1-1, but Nelson picks up her fourth. Now, wait a minute. Maybe it's called on Valentine. At first, I thought she said 44. Yeah, well, okay, there. Now they make it. First, it said 44, and then up on the board, it came number four. So for a second, I thought it was going to be a foul on Valentine, which would have been a huge break for the Penguins. But then the board changed. 44 picks up her fourth with 3:10 to go. 59-58. We're not going to go anywhere. This is nutty. And the Collins Center is going crazy. You wouldn't know. His glasses are out. There's hardly anybody here. But Piob's here, and he's going crazy.
Yeah, I'm going ballistic out here.
Of course, Piob, you always go nuts.
Always.
If it's a 25-point game, you get pretty excited. Yeah, but it's a one-point game.
Even check out my play-by-play when our men were losing by 25. I was going ballistic.
Well, somehow you got to keep it exciting. 59-58. Shout out to B-San, Brian Sanchez, and Hunter Ornstein. The guys who round out the Penguin radio squad. Sitting in tonight is Piob, who's the perfect filler. Piob, appreciate you being here. As usual, Penguins have racked up 7 fouls in the second half, 4 only by the Saints. Not a lot of whistles tonight. They're letting them play. Sometimes seems like they let them play too much. And I'm usually the last guy to say that, but that is the truth. 59-58. Penguins Haskey on top, but Haskey is on the line. He's their best shooter. She, I should say, is their best shooter. Or highest scorer, I should say. So the coach reminds the team to box out. As you might imagine, they're probably thinking that way. And the first one goes, 59 up. Penguins falling into the lane. On the way. Penguins trail by 1 after Haskey knocks down Buff.
Clutch.
And Haskey's over her average now for the night. First half, she was below average. In the second half, she's been great. Taki now sets up the screen. Left side, Kayla. On the way, 3-ball. Valentine deep. Rebound, Baker. Penguins in the backcourt, just 1. That's Yamauchi. Almost throwing it away is Skorpik, which she's done a couple times tonight. Here's the drifter, the runner, the bouncer. No! Sarah Nelson with a rebound. She takes it down over to Yamauchi. Left side, Kayla. All wide open is Taki. Kayla takes it in herself. Missed it, no whistle. Back down to the other end. Boy, no whistles at all. Skorpik's got it. In the back is Yamauchi. Big time defense. She runs around the outside of T to a setting up the screen. Ooh, almost threw it in the backcourt. 60-59. A travel is called now against Teed with 2:20 to go. No, it's not.
Moving screen, Stu. That's called, on Baker.
Called against Baker, so the Penguins will get the ball back with 2:20 to go. A one-point game. Here we go. Fans, Yamauchi, no look over to Taki on the right elbow. Down low. Penguins have it to Nelson. Off the glass, no. Nelson, I'll tell you what, Pia. When Nelson manages to master that 3-foot shot, what is all that? There's all this walking around, and wow. They don't whistle or dead. Teed had the ball, went 360 a couple times, but Kayla just stole it away. Now Yamauchi has it. Check it, that is Nakamura. She had Valentine wide open. Coach was yelling at her to bring it after it was knocked loose. Taki's got it, Kayla. Driving in left side, Kayla. Back turns around, walks around with it, Kayla. So Kayla gets called on it, Piob. Although T did not, and it was a very similar looking play.
Yeah, very similar. T definitely took 2 steps there.
60-59, the Penguins trail as Carnes comes in place of Yamauchi. So Carnes, the fresh set of legs, is in the backcourt against Skorpik, bashing her way. Uh-oh, and there's a charge called against Carnes. Carnes had not come set and slammed right into Skorpik across the timeline. With 1.5 to go, 60-59. Kimi Nakamura to the bench, and Flynn will come back in for the DUs. Coming right down to the wire, fans. Been saying that for 5 minutes, but it's really been the truth. On the way, Skorpik, yes. 2-point game now. Skorpik now bends the knees, toes the line. On the way, yes. Boy, the net hardly moved. That was such a clean through. 62-59 now. The Penguins trail by three. Talkie right side. Brings it up the right side against Teed. Drives in jumper. Softly short. Oh, and the Penguins are right there with a rebound. Can't get it. Now falling back away. Nelson with a rebound and the putback on the finger roll. It goes. 62-61. 1 minute and 15 seconds. Haskey now. Coming up with Erica Wilson. Oh, and it's stolen away by Garnes. Loose ball, everybody's falling on it. And now Wilson fouled Carnes on the way, and I think Carnes may get a chance at it. Nope, the foul is... Hold on, Pia. I know you're dying to scream out your opinion. The foul is called by Erica, caused by Erica Wilson. And Carnes with some heads-up play there.
That was a clear path foul. She needs a trip to the line. Clear path foul means you get a trip to the line.
Talkie brings it in. Penguins have it. 1 minute exactly, fans. Penguins are down by one. Carnes, left side. Flynn's got it. She drives in baseline, throws it away. She had a shot at it, but muffed it right away inside of a minute. Now the Penguins need some backcourt defense. 45 seconds to go. Penguins down by one. Erica Wilson drives in right side. No, Avery, not that Erica Wilson, a different one. Here's Skorpik. Skorpik outside of the wheel. 30 seconds to go. 30 seconds. 62-61. Haskey's got it off the glass. Uh-oh. It goes 27.8 seconds. The Penguins trail by three. Coach Chambers is calling the ball. She wants it outside. Timeout. Chambers gets the timeout, Piab. 22 seconds to go. Penguins trail by three. They're going to get one good, clean, three-point shot at it. We'll have it for you when we come back. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stewart lights out horn.
I don't know where you came up with that, but I kind of like it. Penguins now three ball on the way. Flynn, oh, she missed it right. 19 seconds. Skorpik with the rebound. Uh-oh. Now a 17-second timeout has been called. So the Penguins had the play set up. They bring it inbounds. They go to Flynn for three. Flynn's been, speaking of lights out, Flynn has been lights out. But she missed that one from the right wing at about 24 feet. It was kind of a long one. In 23. But she missed it way right. Skorpik on the line. Penguins need to box out after Skorpik misses. She does so. Oh, no! Haskey with the rebound. Haskey's under the bucket. Flips it back outside to Baker. Now top of the key. The Penguins call timeout with 11.4 seconds. And I think the foul is going to be called on Carnes. Yep. 64-61 with 11.4 seconds to go. Penguins had a perfect chance there as Erica Wilson goes to the line. The righty toes the line. Wilson bends down on the way. Missed it deep. The Penguins now have an opportunity. If Wilson misses, Penguins could box out of 11 seconds. That's plenty of time to move it to the other end and get that three to tie things up. On the way. In, it's a four-point game, and that changes things dramatically. Here's Carnes, she brings it up 10. Across the timeline, 9. On the way, three ball, missed it deep again, Flynn. And another rebound, SMU has it with 4.2 seconds and a four-point lead, Piab. I don't like the sound of that.
No, I don't like the sound of it either. The Penguins had a chance just to go two for one there. They forced to shoot a three with Flynn, and she missed both.
Nakamura with the foul, 65-61, 4.2 seconds to go. Oh, who was it? Oh, it was on 44. Okay, it was on Nelson, and Nelson now is gone as a result.
Hey, Stu, with Green out of the game, that changed the Penguins' plan dramatically.
Oh, yeah, at halftime, Green went with the rolled ankle. So she's going to be okay down the line, but without Green in the second half, you're right, it's been huge. And now the first one from the line by Megan Teed is good. 66-61 on the way, and that one falls. And 4 seconds to go. It's a six-point game, and the Penguins aren't going to be able to do much with it. Here's Carnes on the way, three ball. Missed it left game. Darn it. The Penguins were tied at 28-28 at halftime, Piab, as you know, because you were here to witness it. And it was really, I think, just a result of a couple of things. One was Wise, who was playing well in the first half, got nailed in the lip and ended up going to the hospital to have the thing stitched up. And as you mentioned, Jasmine Green, who could not play at all in the second half because she had the ankle rolled up, and Green is still limping around. So I am sorry to report, fans, that the Penguins kind of got knocked out of this one with just a little too much work against them. Some really good defense played by SMU. And very aggressive defense, if not great defense. Very aggressive. Knocked a couple of key players out, a couple of starters out of the Penguin lineup. And that may have been the difference, 67-61. The other difference, I would say, is Haske, the leading scorer for the Saints, really started to get a groove on the second half.
You know, the Penguins have nothing to be ashamed of. They had a good game, and they stuck with it with this tough St. Martin's team.
All right, fans, check the broadcast schedule on the website for our next broadcast coming up Friday night. You may hear P-Hop again. I will be here for sure. 67-61, the final. Thank you for listening, radio.dominican.edu.